Good morning. One someone asked his friend, what is the difference between the two words, complete and finish? The difference between the two words, complete and finish. His clever friend replied with an example. He said, If you marry the right woman, then you are complete. If you marry the wrong woman, you are finished. I'm not done yet. And if your right woman finds you with your wrong woman, you are completely finished. Well, that has nothing to do with today's liturgy, but I would like to connect that with our readings today, especially with the gospel reading. You know, Jesus speaks about the fig tree, you know, the parable of the fig tree, symbolic of the people of Israel. And this communicates something different from, you know, what we experience in the world. God's ways are different. God, our God, is a God of second chances. He is not completely done with us yet. With God, no one is completely finished. The parable of the fig tree is exactly explaining the mercy and compassion of God, His patience with all of us, with each one of us. Just like God was patient with His people of Israel, the chosen people, especially while they were led by Moses from their slavery in sin, slavery in Egypt, led them out with a mighty power, powerful hand through Moses into the desert to the promised land. While they were in the desert, moving towards the promised land, they began to complain and murmur against Moses. Complain. But God never gave up on them. Today's first reading, we heard Moses' close encounter with God in the burning bush. There, Moses asked God, when God entrusted him to the mission, go and deliver my people of Israel from Egypt. Moses asked him, what shall I say to them? What's your name? And God said, I am who am. Go tell my people, I am sending you to them. God's name is I am. Means He is without beginning and without end. He is always. I am. He exists always. The only person who exists without beginning and the end. As Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That's our God who sends Moses with this difficult mission of saving His people from their slavery in Egypt. And Moses, if you read through the book of Exodus, you will see he had a terrible struggle in keeping his mission. And Moses entered into fight with God. They were so close friends. So much so that he openly fought with God. Because the people were so hard-hearted. They were even ready to stone him to death. So Moses appeals to God. And God comes to their rescue. Again and again and again. God is a God of chances. He gives a second chance, third chance, fourth chance, until He sees us repenting, until He sees our conversion, change of heart. Because God is in love with us all. He is in deeply love with us, not only just the people of Israel, but the whole people of God in the whole world. He loves you and I in a very particular manner, personally. And He is interested in our salvation. He wants to rescue us, save us. So much so that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to us, to save us. God so loved that He sent His only Son to us. John chapter 3 verse 13. Yes, He was born of the Virgin Mary. And He lived like one of us, the Alpha and the Omega, in the holy family of Mary and Joseph. As you see, I just wanted to introduce to you this great, famous icon of the holy family. It comes all the way from Rome. Blessed by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. His apostolic blessing is there. So if we come and pray in front of this icon, we will receive the apostolic blessing from our Holy Father. This is a mission undertaken by the Knights of Columbus. And this icon moves from one parish to the other throughout the United States. We are lucky to have it here with us this Sunday. The famous icon of the Holy Family, in which Jesus became man, God the Son, became man and dwelt among us to save us because of His great love for us. That's what the Holy Family shows us. God's love incarnate in the Holy Family and dwelt among us. And He went on to die on the cross for our salvation, giving up His life for us. God would go to any extent to save us, I tell you, brothers and sisters. He is not done with us yet. He is a God of chances. He gives us chances to repent. In today's gospel, before the parable of the fig tree, Jesus mentions two incidents. One is the Galileans whose blood was mixed with the sacrifice by Pilate, Pontius Pilate. He killed some Galileans because they were revolting against Pilate. So, Jesus was a Galilean too. But some of the Galileans were openly revolting against the Roman Empire, the rules. And so they were considered by the Roman Empire as enemies. Pilate, the Tetrarch of Galilee, killed some of them and mixed the blood with the sacrifice. The human sacrifices. Pilate was so cruel. And Jesus says, just because they were killed, that does not mean that they were worse sinners than any of us living today. No. They were just victims of that cruelty of Pilate. Or the 18 men who were killed by the falling of a tower in Siloam. That was a natural calamity. And we can't say they were worse sinners, that's why they were killed. No, Jesus says, these are all mere incidents that will happen. God is not punishing us when through death or something like that, natural calamities. No, it's not God's punishment. But Jesus says, use these incidents as a reminder that our life is going to be short. And that make use of the opportunity to repent and do not procrastinate your conversion. Do it right now. Repent unless you too perish, says Jesus. In other words, He is only cautioning us in a nice way. I'm giving you one more chance. The parable of the fig tree is all about that. The owner came looking for fruit and he didn't find anything. He wanted to cut it down. But the gardener says, give me one more year. I will maneuver it, ground around it, I will do all I can so that the fig tree will bear fruit by next year. If not, you can cut it down. One more chance given to the people of Israel. Fig tree was always used as a symbol of the people of Israel in the Old Testament. Prophet Jeremiah speaks about it. Isaiah speaks. Prophet Hosea quotes about it. You people of Israel, you are like the fig tree planted by God on the riverside to bear fruit. But you are so wicked, so hard-hearted that you are like barren trees, not producing the fruit that God is looking for. In each one of us, God is looking for the fruits of holiness. He is after that, to make us holy, to live righteous life, life of sanctity, turn away from sin, believe in the Gospels, live the Gospel values in our lives. And when are we going to do that? After 40 days of Lent? Or maybe after Easter? No, let us not put it off. Let's do it right now. This is the message of the Gospel. And remember, our God is always merciful and compassionate. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, you know, describes beautifully the mercy of our and love of God the Father. And this year is the holy year of mercy declared by Pope Francis again. The Jubilee year of mercy. The doors of mercies are wide open in different cathedrals and shrines throughout the world. Including here in Atlanta, we have many churches where the doors of mercy are opened. For us to go experience God's mercy through our personal conversion, repentance of our sins, and reception of the Holy Eucharist, through which we shall receive indulgences or temporal remission for the temporal sins of our sins in this world. Remission from temporal punishments through the indulgences that the Holy Father is granting us. Let us avail of this opportunity to experience the mercy of God and share that mercy with others who continue to live in the darkness of sins. There are some who think that God would not forgive them at all because of their great sins. No, there are no sins that God cannot forgive. He can forgive all our sins again and again. He's waiting for us. Let's proclaim this message of mercy to the world around us in which we live. There are people who are after so many things in the world today. They are after pleasures, comfort, name, fame, popularities, power, as we can see in the society today. There are very few people who are really searching for the water of life, for the bread of life that Jesus gives us. Only that can satiate or satisfy our hunger and thirst today. What are we doing to help those people to come closer to the Lord and experience the fountain of mercy and receive the sacrament of salvation? Let's share this message of mercy by our lives to our brothers and sisters whom we encounter in our daily lives. Amen.